Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday, April the 20th. 2021, and away we go here on this Tuesday. You know, I gotta tell you, I do not pay a whole lot of attention to the weather reports, to be honest with you. I know a lot of people love to pay attention to the weather. I have never been one of those people, but I believe I just heard Zach say on our weather report that later this week, is it Wednesday into Thursday or Thursday into Friday, that there might be 3 to 5 inches of snow. Now, I'm not saying that meteorologists and projections and so on can't be right. But, and I'm not saying in Ohio we can't get snow late in April and even early in May. It does happen. But 3 to 5 inches of snow seems like a lot of snow to me in the course of one night. And the temperatures during the day are not really getting below 32 degrees. Now, overnight, they're getting below 32. The nights are definitely a lot chillier than the days, but I just cannot see 3 to 5 inches. Now, it could happen. I might come in here Thursday or Friday morning and be eating my words on this thing, but that snow would have to fall so fast and so quick in the course of an overnight to get to 3 to 5 inches, the way the temperatures are right now. And the ground is pretty warm because we have had about 4 or 5 weeks now of fairly warm temperatures. So the ground has heated back up. I don't know. See, this is why the weather thing bothers me. Because it panics people. When you hear 3 to 5 inches, even though 3 to 5 inches is not even half a foot, when you think about it, it's not a whole lot of snow. 3 to 5 inches panics people. They hear 3 to 5 inches, and they think they're not going to go to work the next day, and they've got to go to the store and buy bread and milk, which is a whole nother subject. But I don't know. To me, I'm going to put my prediction in now that we are not going to have 3 to 5 inches. Now, we might have a coating. I know one of these nights this week, it's supposed to get down to like 23, I think I saw, but I think that day it's supposed to be well over 32, or at least a little over 32, so I just don't know about this 3 to 5 inches. To me, this sounds like a Columbus, Ohio weather alert that comes in and it panics people and everybody has a conniption and we all run to the store and then the next day maybe an inch or two falls and you never talk about it again. I don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? I just think it's fascinating. And I'm not saying that it won't happen. It could happen. I'm not a meteorologist. I have not looked at any of the weather reports. But when I heard that, it just seems to me like 3 to 5 inches in one day in late April does seem a little far-fetched at this point. And again, not that it can happen. I'm not denying it. I may come in here one day this week and say, boy, the drive-in was horrible and I was totally wrong. But it just seems a little off. It seems like one of those things again where we petrify people. And I think one of the reasons this is on my mind is because we have done this so often in the last 3 or 4 years. Now, this past February, I believe it was February, we did have a decent snowfall. I think once. There was another one that was a halfway decent snowfall, but we had one good snowfall, but all the other ones that were predicted were totally wrong. And I don't know how these keep being so wrong. We'll see what happens this week. Maybe it'll be another correct one, but time will tell in that particular circumstance. Go ahead, caller.
Another favorite topic of mine, Scott, climatology. So I found some stats for you.
Oh, go ahead.
Weather.gov has great information. Interestingly, when I moved back here in 87, it was March of 87, never mind how old I was at the time, but much less than I am now. We had, early April, we had like a 10-inch snowfall. I mean, it melted basically overnight, but I believe that was like one of the most concentrated snowfalls ever, the most snow to fall in a day or half a day period. And that happens a lot this time of the year. Usually February actually gets more snow than January. It has three less days, and February it warms up a little bit. And there's just more precipitation. January is a drier month, so we get the dry cold, which we, you know, it's sort of off and on this year. We had a couple of big snowfalls, and then we had the cold, dry weather. So that just makes the seasons interesting. But, you know, April showers bring May flowers, and April is the beginning of the relatively rainy season. I mean, it's not like we're in Seattle or Alabama, but it's a wetter season. And if it gets cold like it is, well, then that's either going to be sleet or snow. It's, you know, once every several years and maybe a few flakes in May. I don't know. Do you remember that snow back in 87, Scott? You were a little tight.
Yeah,
but
I have been in Ohio now a long, long time, and it can snow in April, and it can snow in
early
May.
Like about 10, 11 years ago, it was like April, like literally the last day of April, we had like half an inch of snow. And it's like I've never seen anything accumulated, maybe, but it happens. And interestingly, you know, Cincinnati, it's warmer, but it's also wetter. It's just in that it gets a little more of that southern kind of a climate. 89. And I don't remember this being in Columbus. In Cincinnati, the latest date of measurable snowfall, a fifth of an inch on May 6th of 89. And then Columbus, you have to go back for measurable snowfall. You got to go back to 1923, and I wasn't around. But May 9th of 23, a third of an inch. Usually, earliest seasonal last measurable snowfall, February 16th of 97. In 1908, also on April 30th, so it's like Mother Nature just stops in April, almost 2.5 inches. Most snow any day in May 7th of 89, 0.8. Then, Dayton, for example, average date of measurable snowfall, of last measurable snowfall, March 29th. So we're seeing the first few days of May where it's possible to get a fraction of an inch that accumulates. So this time of the year, it's not unusual, and of course, it'll just melt, but it'll be interesting. So we had temperatures around 80.
Well, let's take a prediction here, because it's just a few days away. Now, my thinking on this, it has nothing to do with the fact that we can't get snow in April or May. What I'm saying is 3 to 5 inches is what I heard on the weather report on this station just moments ago.
Yeah, that's what I heard out of 2 to 3 for Columbus.
Okay, three to 5 inches right now. We have had warmer temperatures, which have warmed up the ground for about the last 5 weeks. And also, I believe on this day it's supposed to happen, which is Thursday, the temperature that day is supposed to get above 32 degrees. In the morning, it's supposed to be below 32, but it's not going to be an all-day snow like it was back in February, so I just don't see 3 to 5.
I think 2 to 3, again, based upon where, and I'm thinking, you know, downtown Columbus, 1 to 2, and it'll be wet. It won't cause issues with ice. It'll just be cold, but it depends where you are. In valleys, places where it freezes over, it could be a little dangerous. And, you know, we had temperatures in the 80 degrees not too far back. But I do enjoy the four seasons. I like the variety in the weather versus, you know, if you want something kind of boring, but summer every day, move to South Florida. Nothing wrong with that. I kind of like the variety, and you appreciate it more also.
Well, I was just looking at the local newspaper, and they're running a story. I don't know if it's, you never know if it's in the paper today or tomorrow because of the online stories, but it is the fact that a snowfall is coming later this week, and the picture they use, I believe the picture is from the big snowfall that we had back in February. And you know, when you see that in the local newspaper, and you hear weather reports like that on radio, and you hear the Columbus meteorologist talking about that, it scares people, even though it's not even half a foot, and they think, my goodness, this is April, how can that happen, oh boy, and it just goes haywire.
Yeah, I mean, weather, I guess it's a story that affects everybody. I mean, it is a safety issue. It's people that get up at 5 or 6 a.m. might be a bit surprised. And I guess people with no life like myself, they're intrigued by Mother Nature. And we talk about climate change. There's been a lot of that in the news. And it's not just warming. It's just change. It's extreme, which people say may be some of the serious hurricanes we've had, or earthquakes, and now just snow happening. Not long after it was 80 degrees, we were outside wearing shorts when we're wanting to go swimming. And then it's going to warm up supposedly in the 70s next week. But that's typical. I mean, April is probably the month with the most changes. I mean, you will literally get all four seasons in 1 month in April, and we're seeing that. And again, it does rain more. The rainy season is this time of the year, and the dry season is more late summer, early fall. Then January is pretty dry, and then February, yeah, sometimes you get more snow. It might be warmer. It's a shorter month, but we're in a wetter weather pattern, so it adds to the variety. And I think people are probably placing bets on this. I'm gonna say 2 to 3 inches, Scott. Again, it depends where in Marion you are. Yeah, certainly in town will be different from being in the more rural areas.
I would be surprised if we got 2. I think, you know, the night before, it's going to have to start snowing late, and then the snow is probably going to be over by, if it does continue all the way through, by 9 or 10 o'clock. I think the temperatures are going to be warm, plus it's going to be very hard for it to stick when it first starts to fall.
Yeah, you have to measure it properly, because by the time you measure it, it might start melting. But we'll see. It's supposed to start later this evening. I will likely be around later, and hopefully I won't regret them. You know, my car is not really great in extreme weather conditions. Hopefully I won't regret that, but I'm sure I'll be fine. But
when is this all supposed to start?
Yeah, later this evening. It's like snow, rain turning to snow later in the evening. You know, when that'll be, who knows? But I'm thinking, you know, after dinner time.
Well, it'll be interesting. All I know is that I imagine people will be running to the stores today.
Get your toilet paper before it runs out, for sure. Get your milk.
No, bread and milk with a snowstorm. I haven't seen people coming in for toilet paper for that. Bread and milk is what they want, and I don't understand bread and milk.
Did you see the article about our artist friend in the paper? I wanted to give him applause.
You know, I have not seen the paper today.
Very positive article, yeah.
Oh, good.
So I'm going to pick up a few copies of the paper. While I'm in town later. So, yeah, very positive article about his work with the mural and other things that he's done recently. So,
well, that's
they
nice.
Want to peruse the paper and see. Yeah, it's just good to have positive stories. I mean, the weather to me is a positive story, Scott. This isn't enough snow that's going to cause issues. It's just interesting that Mother Nature throws us a curve. We were all ready to go swimming recently when it was 80 degrees.
Now, what would you consider a negative story?
Well, you know the one I'm referring to. I mean, the former judge.
Well, I don't know if, you know, I think a lot of people saw...
And the injury to Colton, I don't want to downplay that. I feel horrible that this young man has PTSD and possible physical injuries for the rest of his life, and I feel horrible for him.
Yeah, but you know, I think most people saw that sentencing story as a positive story, because there were a lot of people who felt that he would not get any time, and
I would say throw the book at him. I mean, but yeah, at least he got something. I mean, it's basically a 6-month sentence if he has early release, and that seems kind of light, but yeah, he did get sentenced. We did see him handcuffed, and his days of handling a gavel in Ohio are over.
You know, though, the fact that people take joy in that bothers me. I don't understand. You know, I don't know the judge well. I've met him a couple times. I certainly don't think that this was the best situation in the world. Of course I feel bad for the kid who has PTSD and was in that accident. But do I think that the judge, when he walked over to that car, thought that he was leaving... That his intention was to leave the kid there to deal with that? I don't think that was his intention. I think he was frightened. I think he might have been in a bad state of mind. I got to watch what I say carefully, because I don't know what his condition was at that point.
As a natural human reaction, but his conscience, I mean, as a judge especially, again, the hypocrisy. That, you know, I don't know what his sentencing history was. My understanding was he was pretty strict, and if he were to be judging someone who to have done that, he certainly would have thrown the book at that person, and that would have gotten more than the six-month to two-year sentence.
And I'm not saying at all that he should have done what he did. I don't think he would say he should have done what he did now. I think what I'm saying is that complete strangers to him who've never met him, you know, it's okay, there's a line. It's okay to say, okay, well, the sentence he got probably fits the crime. Now, I understand people saying that, but the vitriol that has come out in regard to he didn't get enough time, he should go away longer, people with privilege get treated different than other people. You know, I think that, I don't know where that comes from. I don't know why we are so angry at people we don't even know. Judge Cosgrove was not a Marion judge. She was a judge from another county. She certainly was unbiased. There was no jury involved in this trial. She got very animated in her sentencing. I don't want to sit there and critique what she did. I think she did what the law allowed her to do. I don't think she was doing a favor for anybody, and I'm sure the Warners would have rather had no jail time.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't? He just does not seem remorseful, and it's like, I'm better than everybody. I'm a judge. I was elected, and yes, I made a boo-boo. We all do, but he's getting what's coming to him, and again, he's only 51 years old. If you're younger than I am, then you're young as far as I'm concerned, and again, he's a smart man, well-educated. On paper, his qualifications are great, but His life is tanked, and I don't feel sorry for him. I mean, this has come up too, Scott. When they get out, and I would imagine law probation or maybe house arrest, which means they probably wouldn't be able to leave the area. He obviously has high legal fees. Mr. Szymanski is not a cheap attorney. I mean, he's one of the most famous and most expensive defense attorneys in the area, as you know. And, I mean, judges make good money, but it's going to run out. And, you know, she's a teacher, and so, I mean, I doubt that they're millionaires. The judges, the lawyers' fees are going to pretty much take care of their bank accounts. What do you think that they're going to do? And do you agree with me that once they're finished with the probation, they're going to move somewhere far away and try to take up roots somewhere else? Do you have any I know you don't like usually to talk about this kind of stuff, but do you have any prognostications as to what you think might happen? Let's say
I don't think their life is over. I think there's always a chance for a second act. If you're the only time your life is over is when you stop breathing. And
rhetorically. I mean, obviously his life as a respected, well-paid judge, that's not going to happen, at least not in Ohio.
Well, no, I don't think he's going to be a judge anymore, but I think he certainly could go out and speak to the ills of what he did.
Yeah.
And I think he could be very effective in doing that because of the price he paid for it. And, if he's able to talk to kids, if he's able to talk to adults, if he's able to talk to people, and because of listening to him and what happened to him, if they don't go out and do that, well, then I don't think that his life, the rest of his life, is ruined. I think the rest of his life, a matter of fact, could be an example. And you always have that opportunity. It's you cannot control what happens to you, but you can control how you react to it. He could not control that sentence. The sentence came from Judge Cosgrove. But he can certainly decide how this next 6 months, 2 years, and the rest of his life goes. So,
yeah, he'll have time to think about it in prison and to think what should he have done. And it's just a shame. I mean, we all make mistakes. And yeah, I don't know the guy. You know, you just know him very casually. Can you look at his qualifications? I mean, I looked at the website before they took him off, and he's quite a distinguished resume, and he's an elected judge. I mean, both judges are excellent. And I like to say Marion would be lucky to have them, but I can only partially say that now. And yeah, hopefully he can turn things around. I mean, he's still a relatively young man, and try to show people the best way to live their lives and fess up if you do make a bad decision, and move on. I guess he and his wife will have plenty of time to think about that. You're right. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's kind of a curiosity, but I hope he'll learn to understand the ills of this predicament.
Well, we shall see how it goes on from here.
Okay, so my official prediction, Scott, 2 to 3 inches, based upon where in Marion. In town, 2 inches, but in the surrounding areas, closer to 3.
All right, we'll see what happens tonight.
See you later, Scott. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And I have purposely avoided talking any further about the Judge Warner trial on my behalf. Now, if you want to talk about it, feel free. 740-383-9944. But the reason I have felt the need not to talk about it as... Oh, I did that to the microphone. You know, I'm adjusting this microphone here. The reason I have felt the need not to talk so much about it since the sentencing came down last Wednesday. I think we did a show on Thursday, but let's take this phone call and we'll come back to it. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, have you been down South Main Street?
South Main Street.
In front of, Memphis, Taste of Memphis.
Where at?
In front of Taste of Memphis.
Oh, no, not recently, no.
Well, I can't say for sure, Scott, but it's looking like they're changing the way they park. You know how they do down there in Center Street where you go cockeyed?
Oh, they're going back to... what do they call that? They call it something.
I just called it cockeyed.
Yeah, well, I'm not, they call it, what is it, a back-in parking or something like that?
I don't know, but I just wondered if you had seen that.
No, I haven't really been back down there since we moved the studio out of downtown Marion, so...
Where are you guys at again? I keep trying to...
Well, we're down on...
Is it that blue building?
No, we're down on South Prospect. I'm going to say about half a mile before the split, where you can stay on Delaware Avenue, or you can go on South Prospect. Once we get a few things fixed up around here, we'll have to have an open house and invite people over, because we've got, space to do that now. So hopefully that's what'll happen.
Did you guys ever get an area rug?
No, we don't have an area rug. So my question is, how do we sound from somebody who listens every day?
I think you guys sound pretty good now.
Good. So when Adam, because I'm always worried about the caller. Now, how did Adam sound when he called in?
Clear.
Good. Because, when we had a caller last week say it's the first time they understood Bob since we've been on the air, I felt that was a good note.
On Bob.
Well, I didn't say it, but I'm just saying that when they said that, I felt, boy, we must be doing pretty good. So as long as you can hear me talking to the caller and you can hear the caller good, then I'm happy.
I've listened to my voice on here and I hate it. I'm like, man, maybe I hold the phone too close to my mouth or something. I don't know. I don't really like talking on here, but it's just too much fun. So I always have to call it and bug you.
Well, I appreciate it. So we've got the diagonal parking going in.
It's looking like, don't hold me to it, but that's the road crews are down there, and they're painting something on the road.
Well, that's interesting. Well, maybe somebody else knows about it, and we'll see what we can find out.
Have you got your salt and your shovel ready for the big storm?
What do you think? What do you think's going to happen?
Well, I'll
tell
you what I think. I'm ready to start planting tomatoes, so I don't like it, but... We don't got a choice, so you got to take the good with the bad.
Do you really see 3 to 5?
You would think it's too warm for it to stick, well, I would assume, but I guess it could do whatever it wants to do, right?
Well, it's going to do what it's going to do, but I just think it's too warm to stick, as you say, and I also think that it's going to happen in such a short amount of time because the temperatures are going to be above 32 today, and they're going to be above 32 tomorrow, so it's going to have to happen in a very finite amount of time, and I just don't see 3 to 5.
That seems like a little much. When I first heard about it, I was told it was going to be like a dusting. That's what people were saying, but it's just been here real recently that I heard we were supposed to get inches, and I'm like, are you serious?
Well, dusting sounds about right. I'll make this prediction. I think when I drive in here tomorrow morning, I'll still be able to see my grass. If it was
well,
three to
we're
five,
talking to Mr. Level 3 Don't Stop Me Spears, so.
Well, that is true. I can't roll in here.
It won't be a problem for you, will it?
The pandemic, Level 3, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I find my way in here.
You're Mr. Apocalypse, so.
That's right.
This station will live on forever.
Forever. We'll be here forever. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Our friend James Anderson just sent me a message. Says we're sounding... great now. We did do some soundproofing over the weekend, so hopefully that helps. We've got a yes. It was hard to hear you last week, but you sound great now. All right. And McKee says the callers sound better than we do. So that's good. And we've got the station is coming in at the Tallgrass Trail. So if you go and walk at the Tallgrass Trail, you can now hear this station as you walk around. I think that connector might have been coming loose for quite some time. And maybe that was one of the issues with the power of this station. So we are coming in at the Tallgrass Trail. People seem to think we sound great now, which is good. And you can hear the callers very well. And that's very important to us because we have guests on like Judge Joe Brown yesterday. But there's a lot of questions now out there. What do you think of the snow prediction for tonight? 3 to 5 inches is the prediction from the meteorologist, but I believe just a dusting. I think I'm still going to be able to see my grass in the yard in the morning. And beyond that, if you want to talk about the Warner case, you can, based upon the conversation we have had earlier, but I'm not going to go any further into that at this particular point. And then, what about this diagonal parking? Does anybody know anything about that? You know, that's kind of got a mixed reaction. I think it's this, I don't know who's really spurring that. Is it the city? Is it the county? Is it city council? I really don't know who's spurring that diagonal parking. But some people think it's great, and some people have different opinions about it. But do you know anything about what's going on across the street from the Taste of Memphis? The last time I would have been over in that area, I guess I was over there Friday night as I was coming in here. I drove through downtown Marion, so I would have driven down South Main Street, but I don't remember seeing anything. So does anybody know anything about the diagonal parking? Does anybody want to say anything more about the Warner trial? Does anybody have anything in general they would like to talk about? The weather, people's favorite subject. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. The phone lines are open here at the station, and we do enjoy hearing from you. 44 and a half minutes past the hour. Coming up later on today, we have the Adam the Computer Guy show from 2:10 to 3 p.m. on this station, and then we have Voice of the People with Linda Sims from 4:10 to 5 p.m. So it all is here today on this station. Now, I don't want to let time pass without bringing up the Chauvin trial, which now apparently is with the jury, and we're going to get a verdict. Now, I don't know when the verdict will happen. Now, it could be a hung jury. It could be guilty, it could be innocent, it could be a number of things. But I do know that people are preparing for what they think might be the worst. Because I do believe that people think that if the officer, former officer, gets a lesser sentence than they think he should, or gets off altogether, which has been known to happen in the past, that this country is not going to be very happy. And I don't know what the result of that would be. Now, it could go completely the other way, and they could be found guilty, and nothing will happen. And then all this National Guard stuff will be kind of secondary. But I don't know. Does anybody have any predictions on this? I haven't watched a whole lot of the trial, to be honest. I've seen the video of George Floyd dying, much like everybody else has. But beyond that, what do you think's going to happen? I don't know. I know that we could have a result today. My guess is that when the jury signals that they have a result in this trial, that they are going to let a lot of people know before they actually give the result, so that people can get ready to control what might happen. It's a very difficult case on the long haul, to be honest. No matter what side you come down on, because You know, we do not like to think of police officers as doing bad things, certainly not killing somebody. But we also don't like to think of anybody being killed by anybody, including police officers. So, here we are. And I don't know what will happen. Does anybody have a prediction on this Chauvin thing or want to weigh in on it? I wonder. I really do wonder what's going to happen. I know the last time, well, I know when the video came out of the Floyd incident that Minnesota went nuts. And it was because Minnesota went nuts that Chauvin was eventually fired and charged. I think what's going to be particularly difficult in this case for Chauvin is that the police force fired him. So, in a way, the police force is admitting they did something wrong. And I believe the Floyd family has already won a civil trial, saying that the officers were at fault for George Floyd's death. So, if you have the civil trial verdict, and you have the fact that the officers were fired from their positions, I think if you come back with a verdict that's not guilty, I think people are going to be curious about that in the criminal case. It's a time. Does anybody have an opinion? 740-383-9944. Any opinions on the Chauvin trial? Any opinions? Does anybody know anything about the diagonal parking in downtown Marion? Are we adding more diagonal parking? Also, the snowstorm that's allegedly supposed to be coming tonight is a topic of conversation. Give us a buzz here, 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you, 740-383-9944. What is on your mind on this Tuesday morning in the month of April, 2021? My goodness. Things just keep flying on by, don't they? You know, this morning, I was coming here, and one of the city buses was trying, I don't know what they were trying to do. It was right there by the towers. I don't know if they were trying to turn. I think they were trying to turn right. I don't know what they were trying to do, but it allowed me to turn down the side street that I needed to turn down to get to where I am. And by the people, a lot of people have asked where the new location is. We'll reveal that more as soon as we get some things fixed up around here. And we'll have, kind of a grand reopening. And that'll be fun. That should come, I would say, fairly quickly as we get things cleaned up. But you want to put your best foot forward as you go out into the public. Over the weekend, I was going through some pictures. I have a lot of things that people have given me over the years that pertain to Marion history. And you know, when I'm looking at these old black and white pictures from things that happened in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, you know what's interesting? Everybody is dressed up. When they are getting their picture taken, or they are at work, or they are down at City Hall or County Commissioners, these people are dressed up. They've got sports coats on, they've got ties on, they've got all kinds of stuff. You know, that is not the way today. People dress down. Jeans, t-shirts. Even when women really don't wear dresses a whole lot anymore, especially it seems to be younger women. I'm not really sure why that is. What change has happened that people don't dress like they used to? And you see it a lot of times in churches. You see it a lot of times in at weddings, at funerals. People will wear jeans. People will, wear t-shirts. That did not used to be a thing. I think the way people dress is something of the time. I don't know if maybe they don't have any dress clothes anymore, or they just don't see those events as things you need to dress up for. It's changed. Does anybody have anything on people's dress? I think that's an interesting topic. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, this is an odd thing to say, but it's just my observation. I don't see women wearing dresses to church anymore or to their workplace. But you know when I see women wearing a dress most often? It's when they're going to go out on a for like a night on the town. Like if they're going to go out to a bar, or they're going to go out to a club, or they're going to go out to a place like that. Then they put on a dress. Now, I don't know why that's a phenomenon, but that seems to be when I see people in dresses. It's not at the funerals, it's not at the weddings, it's not at the churches anymore. It seems to be when they're going out for a night on the town, which is when people used to dress down. That's when people thought they could dress down and get away with it. I don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts on this 53 and a half minutes past the hour here? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would be glad to hear from you and see what your thoughts are on all these things. Everything this morning, from weather to how people dress to, well, a big trial that's about to wrap up here in the United States. I do worry about what will happen at the end of this trial. I really do think that if the verdict comes back guilty, there could be some bad things ahead of us. And I'm not sure if it will be like last time, if it will be in every state. But it could be. It certainly could be. It would not shock me if it happened that way. But again, the phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. You know, we get this fairly nice weather, and everybody's happy. And it came after a streak when we had very, very cold temperatures. Very cold temperatures, quite a bit of snow. Level 3 snow emergencies, and then we get 2 months where there really has been nothing. And now, here today, we're staring down possible snow. Which, it also would not surprise me if the mark was completely missed. Because the way these storms go, if it even gets slightly off track, a lot of times you'll get nothing. You might get a few snowflakes, but that ends up being about it. Which could happen tonight. Let's see, what else is on the agenda here this morning? Well, I don't know. The diagonal parking downtown certainly is something to think about. I remember when it first happened a couple years ago, people thought that they had painted the lines wrong. There wasn't much press on that before it happened. But this might be another case of that, because I really haven't heard any press on more diagonal parking happening downtown. But maybe it is. Across from the Taste of Memphis downtown, which I have not been to yet. I have not been to that restaurant. I hear it's very good, but if I were to go there, what would be the thing to order? I think I said yesterday I was down at, I guess we would say over, I was over at Baker's Pizza on Saturday. Now, I really enjoyed that in Bucyrus. There's just something about their pizza, as a lot of our callers said yesterday. There's just something very good about their pizza. So that was enjoyable, but I've never been to the Taste of Memphis down here. I passed by it, but do they have salads? I wonder if they have salads. Because when I go somewhere, when all else fails, I like a good salad. Kind of a grilled chicken type of thing. I like a good chef salad. Do they have anything like that over at the Taste of Memphis? Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. Hour number one of the program today. I'm going to have to watch the Columbus meteorologists. They tend to amp people up. And I really like when they come in and break into programming to tell you that a snowstorm's coming. Or they run that crawl at the bottom of the screen. To me, that's kind of funny. I don't know. That seems to be pouring fuel on a fire that's already there. But that's the way it goes, I guess. We have the big drug take-back day this Saturday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Ohio Health Marion Medical Campus, 1050 Delaware Avenue, the blue entrance. Items accepted, expired, or used medications, over-the-counter medicines, vaping pens with removable batteries, vaping pen cartridges, prescription drugs, pills, liquids, syringes. No questions asked. Safe, environmentally friendly disposal. Containers recycled with identity protected. All pharmacies and nursing homes should contact the DEA directly to dispose of their unused medications. Now, this again is the Drug Take-Back Day this coming Saturday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Ohio Health, Marion Medical Campus, 1050 Delaware Avenue, blue entrance, right here in Marion. And I know a lot of people get medicine that they don't need anymore, or their medication gets changed and they don't know what to do with their old medicine. Well, here's your chance. And you can also get rid of those things that maybe you're concerned that people will know your identity about. This is one of those chances where you can get rid of these things and not have any problems with that. We've got a whole nother hour coming up this morning, 740-383-9944. Stay tuned. Back with more after this.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid.